This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. As Pope Francis went to his final resting place today, the Hispanic community worldwide is remembering the influence that Francis had on the Catholic Church. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams says the Pope's legacy is important to the community here in Philadelphia.
When it was announced back in 2013 that a new pope had been named and that he was from Argentina, it was a moment of pride for the Hispanic community.
Seeing one of us getting to the head of the Catholic Church was a moment of joy, but also a moment when we embrace our culture, ourselves, and we were able to say we are also part of the church.
That's Katia Arango, director of the Office for Hispanic Catholics at the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. She says Pope Francis reminded everyone that the calling of the Catholic Church is to serve everyone, from the poor to the immigrant and the sick. Arango says it was a blessing to work with the pontiff, as she had the pleasure of meeting him in Argentina when he was a cardinal during one of the Latin American conferences for bishops.
He was always welcoming. He was always with the people. He, as a cardinal in Buenos Aires, was able to be with us, sitting at the pew, listening to the different teaching that we were giving to the people. It shows like the full image of the church.
She says, as he's remembered and laid to rest, for the Latino community and for all of the faithful, Pope Francis leaves a legacy as the Pope of Hope and Mercy. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A Pennsylvania man accused of sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl in South Jersey has been arrested by U.S. Marshals. KYW's Nigel Thompson has that story.
Authorities say 22-year-old Shane Hennessy of Newtown Square assaulted the girl between December 2024 and January 2025 after the pair met online. The alleged assault happened in Pine Hill, Camden County. Published reports citing a criminal complaint say on the night of the assault, Hennessy climbed through the girl's bedroom window while her parents and siblings were asleep. It also said he stayed in the room for hours before leaving once again through the same window. Hennessy was arrested in Morgantown, Pennsylvania, and is currently in jail in Berks County, awaiting extradition to New Jersey. His arrest came 3 days after the Camden County Prosecutor's Office put word out authorities were looking for him. Hennessy is charged with first-degree aggravated sexual assault and a host of other related crimes. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin says the state has arrested 11 people who were involved in an international auto theft ring, with cars being stolen in areas all over the state, including Burlington County.
These crews would then often commit residential burglaries in order to facilitate their high-end vehicle theft. And after the cars were stolen, they were taken to the Bronx.
Platkin says the cars were being fenced and prepped for shipment overseas, often to countries in West Africa. The group is alleged to have stolen at least 43 vehicles valued at over $3.5 million. Two high-level organizers from the group remain unidentified. Senator Andy Kim has announced emergency funding is available to battle the Jones Road wildfire burning in Ocean County. The exact amount of money from FEMA has not been determined yet, and it won't be determined until the fire is 100% contained. Right now, it's 60% contained, with more than 15,000 acres burned. Senator Kim says he worked to secure the money to ensure firefighters have everything they need. A 19-year-old Ocean County man was arrested and charged with starting that fire. In the event of an emergency like the wildfire burning in Ocean County, an animal welfare organization wants to remind pet owners to have a plan in place that includes your pet in the event an evacuation order is given. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Best Friends Animal Society recommends forming an evacuation plan in the event disaster strikes, having supplies that will last your family several days as part of the plan, and that includes considering your pet's needs. Carolyn Fitzgerald is a Best Friends senior strategist based in Philadelphia and works with shelters in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Florida to help save animals' lives.
So we encourage pet parents to have a go bag of basic supplies. So we want to have some pet first aid kits, your pet's food, and also some bottled water, treats just for comfort, any extra medication if you have a senior pet or a pet that requires regular medications, toys, leashes, collars, or harnesses.
Fitzgerald says if there is a fire, smoke inhalation is a concern. If you're moving a cat, cover its carrier with a sheet or towel. You could cover a dog's face with a wet cloth, or there are masks for dogs,
which you could, you know, search online and get at your local pet retailer.
As she says, make sure your pet is microchipped and wears an ID tag. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
One more day where track and field take over University City. It's the 129th running of the Penn Relays, which conclude today. KYW's Pat Loeb was there yesterday as high school girls took center stage.
For track fans like Mike Jenkins, there is nothing quite like the Penn Relays.
There's more people here than any other track meet in the whole country. It's loud, energy.
Jenkins has been coming to the meet from Maryland for more than 40 years since he ran it in high school. This year, Penn mixed it up a bit. Instead of high school girls running Thursday and boys on Friday, they flipped the order, so Kimora Gray and her Vineland team got a premier spot for the 4x1.
I'm not going to lie, I felt the aura. Come on. It was just a great experience, you know?
It's an outsized venue for high school teams, which can bring on jitters, as Ryan Caldwell of Paulsboro learned.
Oh, I thought I was going to throw up. I wasn't paying attention, and then I heard the gun like go off, and I saw her running at me, and I got terrified.
Even for college runners like John Jessup of Georgia Tech, it brings awe.
Penn Relays is one of those like bucket list track events, so it was definitely a dream come true to race here, and it was everything I imagined, for sure.
At Franklin Field, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A public art project returns, aiming to get people to explore Philadelphia parks by taking SEPTA. KYW's Mike DiNardo with that story.
It's the third year for the project called Getting to Green, which highlights public transit routes to Philadelphia's parks. Shira Walensky is an artist with Mural Arts Philadelphia. She creates colorful printed guides that feature the SEPTA bus or trolley routes that take you to parks and the wildlife you'll find there.
We have maps, a citywide map of routes to parks that also shows you what kind of birds am I going to see there, what kinds of wildlife are there, what kind of special trees or plants are there.
For example,
the 25 goes all the way up by the Delaware River, you know, from South Philadelphia to Frankfurt Transit. And then from there, you can take the 84 and go all the way up and see the Delaware River up in Northeast Philly.
Getting to Green is funded by a grant from the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Thank you, Mike. That sounds like fun. And that is the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.